This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Noel King. We're seeing an economic recovery now, but the recession changed some of our habits, including, possibly, the way we buy groceries. Shoppers got cheaper during the downturn. They clipped coupons and hit more stores in search of deals. Bargain shoppers pose a big challenge for retailers. Marketplace's Mark Garrison took a shopping trip in suburban New York recently.
So we're going to go over to the paper goods section, and hopefully we will find exactly what we need.
We're stalking the aisles of Walgreens with Susan Samter. She's a famous bargain hunter because her shopping trips end like this at checkout.
$19.08 before the card, $19.08 now.
Out come coupons and a loyalty card.
$10.68.
And even after she slices the $20 tab in half, she has loyalty points, so she only pays pennies out of pocket.
Cost us 68 cents. What do you think about that?
Eye-popping receipts like that are why a TV show dubbed her the Coupon Queen some years back. That launched a whole career sharing tips through books and TV. It was enough to get her a new silver Lexus, but she still hits several stores per week to grab deals. That may seem extreme, but not these days.
Consumers are making 6 trips per week for their grocery needs, which is up from 5 in the prior year.
Rich Nanda is a principal at Deloitte, which tracks these things. He says recession shopping habits are here to stay.
The behaviors that they developed in terms of using coupons, in terms of hunting for deals, those are entrenched.
That means retailers have to figure out how to deal with armies of Susan Samters, her cart now rumbling through Trader Joe's, a heat-seeking missile locked onto half-price bananas.
I'm going to take 5 bananas, which will be 95 cents.
But stores need people to stay and shop, not score deals in Dash. Food Marketing Institute VP David Fikes says retailers are changing tactics.
Supermarkets are offering kind of in-store cooking demonstrations. They have in-store chefs that are helping families and trying to engage them.
It's all about building an experience that'll keep customers in stores longer.
Thank you very much.
That's everything from textbook customer service to new ideas like bars where shoppers pick up cocktails to sip while browsing produce. The economic downturn made the American shopper craftier. Now it's retailers' turn to change. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.